Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at what software static application testing can and cannot do in terms of information security. So, we've known for a long time, right? You are what you measure, and how you measure things creates behaviors, and sometimes those behaviors run counter to what you actually want to do. So, for example, in software development, if you say, okay, I'm gonna pay $500 every time someone finds and fixes a vuln, pretty soon you get a collaboration, if you will, between the developer and the bug fixer to introduce and to remove vulns, right? These things happen. So, tip for you, when you put something like static code analysis in place, know that it will make sure there's no vulns. That's not the same as saying that there's no security problems. It's a true story that recently I ran into. There was a case, and the case was an application. The application had a security flaw that was put in maliciously, right? Typical malicious insider, he had access to the code base, he injected this bad code. Now, at the same time, they were doing SAST, so the code base was checked all the time, and people thought it was secure, right? Do I got SQL injection? No! My SAST tool says I'm fine. Do I got cross-site scripting? No! SAST scanned it, we're fine. Do I got any other OWASP stuff demo? No! We're okay. We're good. There was, however, code within the application that allowed for backdoor access, as well as captured users' credentials. Now, those users' credentials were stored in a separate system. Thankfully, with no SQL injection, right? Stored parameters. The guy was doing the right things. Very, very clean code that was maliciously backdooring this application and sending stuff off, and it passed SAST time and time and time again. And I view this as being a cautionary tale to remember that just because you run SAST doesn't mean the code's secure. It just means that you're clear from known common coding mistakes. This was caught in a code review much later. And that is actually the control for this, right? Paired programming is one way to do it. Code reviews is another. Having someone look at the code and make sure that there's nothing that shouldn't be in there, right? The functional things that a machine's not going to catch. That would have caught this, and eventually it did. But if it was in a life cycle and happening every single time, it probably would have avoided the code from being inserted in the first place. So, watch your SAST tools. Run SAST, keep your code clean, but realize there are limitations. Take it easy.